Okay, we begin the first parak of the Masechet. And today we're just going to do nice, easy stuff. Light, easy stuff. So the Mishnah opens up. Ha'isha nikneis b'shalosh drachim v'konis atzim shtei drachim nikneis b'kedesh arbiya. And koina es atzma b'get of misabal. Ha'yivam nikneis b'biya v'konis atzim b'chalitza misayav. So Rashi, and on the spot makes a very, very cryptic comment. So Rashi writes, Ha'isha nikneis labayla, and comes along Avimeth, and Avimeth asks, like, what's Rashi adding over here? What exactly is the chiddush of Rashi? And to exacerbate the question, so Avimeth points to a later Rashi, where the Rashi says, Hayavama niknes, liyavam. And like, what exactly is Rashi telling us? Like, what's the message over here? And that's a good question. It's a good question. So Rav Gatner Shlita told me that he gave shir on these inyanim a short little while ago. And I have his marmakomo sheet. And he quotes a Mahari Beirav who asks this question, and he gives an answer that maybe you would have thought that Ha'isha nikneis, maybe this is Ha'isha nikneis. How many different kinds of women can be quote unquote nikneis? So you have an Isha can be nikneis, an Ama Ivriya can be nikneis, a Yavama can be nikneis. So how do you know which one of those ladies we're talking about over here? So the says the Mari Beirav that's why Rashi has to clarify that Ha'isha is nicknamed Labaila b'shalos drach, and the Amavriya is going to be nicknamed Le Adoneha b'shnei drachim. We'll learn that later on in the Masechet. And Yavam is nicknamed to the Yavam Biderech Echad. That's how the Mari Beirav answers. In other words, there's different women in the world that can be acquired. An Isha, an Amavriya, and a Yavama. So how do you know this Mishnah, when it says Aisha, is talking about a wife? Maybe it's talking about an Amavriya. So comes along Avimeth, and Avimeth says what? So the Mishnah is so he asks, like, but once you read the Mishnah and it says Misas Ha Konis Atam Misa Baal or Misas Ha Yavam, so it kind of clarifies itself inside the Mishnah. So do you really need Rashi to give us this information? Irving?
Also, the Mishnah on the Adal just talks about,
and there he doesn't say La Adonel. Very good, very good. So Mari Beirav gives him a halach, his sense to the problem, but his answer, I think, is still leaves us a little bit empty. Right. Yes, Menachem.
It could be to the
Adam. Yeah, true. Yeah.
His answer makes sense. It's okay by Isha, but once it says Hayavama Niknes, it wouldn't call her a Yavama unless she's being Niknes to the
Yavama. Right. Right.
Otherwise, we'll just call her a woman.
Right. So I don't have a good answer. I don't have a good answer to the question, but I want to throw out a thought which I am not going to develop right now. But I want to put it out there just to plant the seed, which probably will be developed later on this week. And that is, when this word in the Mishnah, which according to modern sensibilities would be a very problematic, this is a very un-PC Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Ha'isha Niknes. What does the word Niknes mean? I don't know what it means. I know how it's often translated. but I don't know what it actually means. And I'm going to throw out two possibilities. What Ha'isha Niknes or Hayavama Niknes means. One possibility is that yes, the way many people translate it is she is acquired. She is acquired. And to whom is she acquired? By whom is she acquired? So the Isha is acquired by her husband, by the Baal, and the Yavam is acquired by the Yavam. And there is some kind of relationship of acquisition involved, which frankly, I'm not 100% comfortable saying. Now, the Mishnah seems to say it. I'm not 100% comfortable saying it. I would be more comfortable saying an Eved Kanani is acquired, a Shifka Kananis is acquired, a Behema is acquired, a Sefer is acquired, but to say an Ishur Yavama is acquired is a little bit strange, a little bit difficult, a little bit problematic. And the alternative translation, hand down, the alternative translation of Niknes might be, and much more politically correct as well, might be, you and I meeting at 12:50 today. The alternative possibility is, what is a kinyan? What is a kinyan? So one might argue that a kinyan is a formal, legal action that solemnizes a new halachic relationship. It does not mean acquisition. It's a formal act that now solemnizes a new legal relationship. So what's the new legal relationship that is created if I make a kinyan on an object? So it used to be Plonies, and now it's I own it. It's Bayus. What is the new relationship that is established by a kinyan ishus?
It has to be everybody's.
She used to be. There's a whole slew of new relationships that's been established. Now he's got chiyuvim to her. He's got zechusin. She has obligations to him. He has obligations to her. But there's a new relationship that's been established. The word for that relationship, we'll call that a relationship of ishus ish. Now he's got a supporter. She's got to produce maisi adayim to him. She has
not yet
in Nisum, but this is the beginning of that. There are legal events. She can minat Torah eat truma. She can do certain things that she couldn't do before. And as a result of this new legal relationship called Eishes Ish. Now, what I'd like to suggest, but I'm not ready to say it as far as I'm saying it, is Rashi might come to give us the, shall we say, un-PC approach. And that is that, no, don't think it's just that. There is an element of bailus that the Baal has over the Isha, that the Yavam has over the Yavama, and that's what Rashi is coming to say. Ha'isha Niknes, it's not merely a new legal relationship, but she's Niknes Labaila. A Yavama is Niknes Liyava. And there is some status, there's some element of what I'll call classic acquisition with respect to certain things. For example, with respect to again projecting to Nisuin, with respect to Maisei Adayim, he has bailus over her Maisei Adayim. That establishes not just a new legal relationship, but an element of bias. And perhaps that is what Rashi is coming to teach us. And that already is a big chiddush, again, which I will explore that word kinyan in a coming shir, not today. Let us move a little bit forward. Okay, Vayte. Rashi then continues and says, the kona es atzma lios birshusali nasil acher bekesav v'shtar. So then he quotes the Gemara later on Daf Hey. No sin la kesav al shava kesav, ve'omer la Hare at mikudeshesli. So there is a nesina of kesef and an amira. Star, kosev lo al hanir, afa pish enoshava pruta, hare at mikudeshesli. Bia, ba'aleha, ve'amar hiskadshi li bebia zu, ve'kulo yalif mikroi. So, I want to, just a couple of diyukim I want to make over here. If you look at Rav Akiva Eiger, again, I think Rav Gatner Shlita made this point a couple of weeks ago, but Rav Gatner says, when it comes to shtar and kesef, so it says, the nusak is hareat mikudeshes li. By bia, Rashi says, you have to say, hiskachi li. The biyazu. Rav Akiva Eiger makes a ha'ara. He says, I don't think you have to say li by bia. You have to say li by kesef. You have to say li by star. But by bia, you do not have to say hiskachi li. You could say hiskachi bebiyazu. What's the difference? So, it can't be a shliach by bia. But in other words, a little. That's correct. That's correct. But I want to highlight something more significant here. And that is, if you go ahead and look at these three manners of Kiddushin, Kesef, Shtar, Bia, you see, you should, it should jump off the page, which really puts pressure on the point I was saying up front, is which one of these three manners of Kinyan are what I would call transactional in nature? Kesef is transactional. Star is lichora transactional. Is bia a transactional type of kinyan? Not at all. Not at all. What is the nature of the kinyan of bia?
It just makes her into your wife.
So what's the nature? Well, like, I know what the nature is. What's the nature? Well, what kind of kinyan is that? It's not a normal kinyan. So what are we saying? Is that bia is a demonstration. You know, the intimate act of bia is a demonstration of ishus, of intimacy, of something that you don't engage in with someone who you have a non-committed relationship to. So it's a unique kinyan that will highlight and perhaps emphasize that the so-called word kinyan probably cannot mean ownership, cannot mean acquire in the transactional sense, because after all, what kind of kinyan is bia? It's a action that is highlighting a unique relationship. And yes, indeed, says the Rav Akiva Eiger, therefore, it's totally inappropriate, unnecessary to say the word li, because it's referring to an intimate type of unique relationship established with this person, exclusive to everyone else in the world. That cannot be done al yedei shliach. And I think that's a important ha'ara, and therefore the omission of the word li. I don't need to rectify it. Rashi says, in other words, I don't think you have to read Rashi saying li. No, I would suspect Rashi would not necessarily disagree. He writes li because that's kind of the formula. But I don't think Rashi would necessarily disagree with the comment of Rav Akiva Eiger. Now, Vayt, another small ha'ara. I want to make a couple of small ha'aras over here. Another small ha'ara goes as follows. Is what is this language, when it comes to kesef and shtar, what's the nusach? Hare at mikudeshes li. What's the nusach when it comes to kiddushei bia? Hiskadshi li. Now, I am not a Hebrew grammarian. But what is the difference between Hare at mikudeshet li and hiskadshi li bebiyazu? What's the difference?
Present.
Yeah, what?
Present and future.
Present and future. Hare mikudeshet li is? You are now mikudeshet li betabazu, kedash meisir v'yisrael, or bishtarzu. Hiskadshi li is what?
You should be.
Is you shall be mikudeshes to me with this bia. So why the different nusach? Rashi writes when it comes to Bia versus when it comes to Kesef and Shtar, Yehuda Wiles? In other words, the Amira by Bia is inherently not coterminous with the Maisa Kinyan. In fact, you require Edim when it comes to Kiddush. What are the Edim witnessing when it comes to Bia? So they're witnessing Yichud. And when they go into Yichud, there's a concept that we have called Hein Hein Ede Yichud, Hein Hein Ede Bia. They're witnessing the Yichud is a de facto witnessing of the Bia, even though they obviously don't witness the Bia. And when, therefore, is the Hare At recited? It's before the Bia, his Skad Shili, in other words, it's prospective, looking forward to the event of Bia, not coterminous with the event of Bia. No. In theory, it's, in other words, it's
the,
it doesn't happen. It could be coterminous. Hareat Mikudesh is Lee. You are.
You say it and then you give it.
You do say it and then you give it, but it's essentially a Tolkien Deber idea. In other words, it's.
It literally just destroys that whole.
No, it doesn't destroy anything. Because it's at the.
So the whole thing is that you're saying it.
You're saying it as you're giving it, while you're giving it, a moment before you're giving it. It's not true when it comes to Bia.
You can't say by Bia, let's say it's a window of the room. You can't say it while you're in the room. They hear it, they watch you go into the room, they hear you say it through a window. I don't know.
Again, once they hear you say through the point is no. The normal way you'll do the Bia is you're gonna say it before the Bia. You're gonna say
it. You can say it totally.
What?
I'm
not saying you're not gonna be Yotzei. The Kiddushin is gonna be Chal if you say Iskad Shili as well by Kesef. You'll be Chal. But the nature of the Kiddushin Kesef is the Amira and the, is as we'll see in a second, is part of the Maisa Kiddushin. Therefore, it's gonna be juxtaposed, it's gonna be connected to the Maisa Kiddushin. Again, the Edom are not gonna be there during the Shasviya. It'll work. There's no reason it wouldn't work, but it's expressing the normal way this would be done. The normal way this would be done.
I mean, does it actually matter so much?
It doesn't matter so much, but I'm learning. I just want to sensitize you to language, and I want to sensitize you to the words. Now, one other diuk. This is really subtle, a really subtle diuk, but the Achronim point this out. If you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. So the Rambam writes, Keitzar Isa Miskadeshes, in Bekesef, he says, Hareat Mikudeshes Li, Hareat Mureset Li, Oh, Hareat Li Isha, Bazeh, Vinosin La, Vim Kidesh Bishtar, okay, so if you look at Rashi, the Rambam says by Kesef, you say Are Mikudeshes Li Ba Zeh. And Rashi writes by us, by Kesef, Hareat Mikudeshes Li. By Star, Hare Mikudeshes Li. By Bia, Hiskad Shili Bibiazu. So Rashi, if we're going to be Medayek, says when it comes to Kesef, do you have to say Bazet?
No.
Hare Mikudesh is Li. When it comes to Shtar, Hare Mikudesh is Li. When it comes to Bia, Hiskad Shili Bibiazu. So you have to say something in the formula of Bazet. Why is it that when it comes to Kesef, it's not necessary? When it comes to Bia, however, you have to say Hiskad Shili Bebia Zu. And I think you know the answer already. Yes, Avimeth.
We just connect it back to what you said beforehand, the present and the future.
Nah, that's not what I want to say.
They Pesach and Shtar are both types of Kenanim, so that's why you don't have to see those there.
Correct. Correct. In other words, Kesef and Shtar themselves are Midarke HaKinyan. So therefore, I'm saying already Mekudeshesli. I'm saying it's written already Mekudeshesli. Now I'm doing something that is Midarke HaKinyan, a normal facet of Kinyan. So I don't have to say Bazeh. Of course, I mean Kinyan. That's what I mean. Bia is not a normal event or activity of Kinyan. And as such, what makes this Maisa Bia into a Kinyan Kiddushin? The answer is the manifestation of Das. And how do I manifest the Das? How do I manifest the Das? What? Amira. Amira is the manifestation of Das. So by saying Skachi Li, the Bia Zu, this Bia is not Stam Bia. This Bia is an event of Kiddushin, a legal event, and hence the requirement, says Rashi, of saying by Bia, Bibia Zu, not so when it comes to Kesef and Shtar. What?
When we said that Kesef and Shtar are a bit darker than Kinyan, can we say the same thing by saying that they're transaction oriented?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Ready?
Yeah.
A different point on that is that by Kesef and Shtar, when you do that as a form of Kiddushin, you're giving her something that she could hold. She has something to show for it. But by Bia, when you do Bia, she doesn't have anything to show for it. So as soon as you do it, you're done. There's nothing there.
Right.
She doesn't have anything now.
Right. That's another way of saying, I think.
So you don't have to say that it's Dafka because those are Kinyanim and this is not okay, so the same Kinyan. Also on Dalet and Beis, I think it says when it's comparing the two. You want to learn one from two. It says that Kesef and Shtar are make Kinyan b'chol makom.
Right.
And Bia only makes a Kinyan here, but it calls it a Kinyan, and it's
correct.
Saying Dafka over here. It's a Kinyan.
Correct, but it's not a normal. It's not Midarke HaKinyan. That's exactly my point. So yes, it's going to work here. But in order for it to work here, you have to make sure everyone understands exactly what's going on over here. That this is...
But also, just a question on that, is that when you say Hariyam Mekudeshesli, by money, I would ask the question the other way. Why would it be the other way? Because by money and by shtar, if you give it to her, then there's money, this stuff could be for another purpose, but by Bia... If you say Hariyam Mekudeshesli and then you don't give her shtar or kesef and you have Bia with her, and then whatever, it's consensual, then what else would you mean?
Biasnus.
You would say Hariyam Mekudeshesli and then do Biasnus?
Oh, no.
Does it make sense?
Right.
So why would you have to say Biasnus?
Because.
What else would it be?
What else would it be? Hariyam Mekudeshesli.
And then you have Bia with her?
No. Because Hariyam Mekudeshesli means I want to marry you. I want to marry you. How do you know it's that this Bia is the instrument of marriage? How do you know that this is the Kinyan? Who says
Kesef and Shtar also?
What?
You could ask the same thing on Kesef and Shtar.
Not really. No. What I'm saying is no. You can't.
But Bia is Dafka a way that is Dafka works by marriage.
I know, but again, if I give someone Kesef and I go to Makola, I give them Kesef and I buy a chocolate bar. And and they give me a chocolate bar back. I give them a dollar, they give me a chocolate bar back. I say, no, and afterwards I say, I didn't mean to buy a chocolate bar. That's not what I meant. I didn't say I wanted to buy a chocolate bar. No, but once that's called Darkei HaKinyan, that's the normal way you buy a chocolate bar, is by give a dollar, get a chocolate bar back. You cannot deny, you cannot make a claim that this is not what I had in mind. That is the nature of that activity. Bia is not, its nature is not Kiddushin. So you going ahead and saying Hareb Mekudeshesli without saying Bia Zu, that still leaves the Bia as a amorphous action until you identify it specifically as a Maisa Kiddushin. And that's the Bia Zu. Okay. Let us get to the core topic. And that is the discussion of Shtar and the Meiri. And what looks like two positions on whether you need an Amira when it comes to Shtar. So Rashi by us, again, says in the Mishnah, Rashi by us says that when it comes to kesef, omar lo harei mekudeshes. When it comes to bia, you say iskachi bebia zu. When it comes to star, Rashi writes kesef al anir, afa pishen shapru harei mekudeshes li. And he doesn't mention amira. He doesn't mention amira. It sounds like you don't need an amira by star. The fact that you have a ksiva in the star itself would be enough. And I pointed you to the Rashi al-Harif. I do not know if that is really Rashi al-Harif, but Rashi al-Harif writes that that when it comes to star as well, is you the Omer, right? He says no, so kezal shav kezal Omer la Rebbe Kedeshi star kozal anir ola cheres. And where's Rashi? What? Oh, I'm looking at the Ron. Rashi. Rashi says, "Shekos alanir avi she'im b'shal pruta harim mukdesh li v'nosim la ve'omer chen." So Rashi seems to say you have an amira by star as well. And let's take a look. And I'd like to read inside the words of the Meiri, because the Meiri develops this shaila in a detailed way. Quotes the Chachme Hahar and his Rabbeim. And let's take a look inside at the words of the Meiri. Now, before I do that, Rashi by us, and Daf Hey, how many of you are learning the first Parapikis? Okay, good, that'll be helpful. That'll be very helpful. So Rashi quotes the Gemara Daf Hey Mebeis. And the Gemara Daf Hey Mebeis is a very famous sugya called Nosan Hu the Amrahi. And what is the din by Nosan Hu the Amrahi? Eina Mekudeshes. Eina Mekudeshes. And Rashi says, why is it the Amrahi is Eina Mekudeshes? Because the Torah says, Ki yikach enas, ki sikach. And Amira, if it's Amrahi, that is also not going to be good. So now take a look at the Meiri. I'd like to learn the Meiri inside. Do you have it?
Yes.
Okay. V'noshuv l'dvarein. V'u kishu nosen sakidushu nosen l'abfnei edim. V'omer l'abfnei hem arei mekudeshes li. V'ein hechrech l'omer badava zeh elashu shiot eshalem. Bekach, v'tzoshi edim roman esenisina kesef, v'shomim shu omer lo harei mekudeshes, v'loshun shtei hi mevinoso, o b'der shtei hi mevinoso kidushum noso. Kamoshin eva'er. Okay. So kesef in din amira, in yishin is to know what's going on, and that's clear. Aval kidushe star, tzoshi yifto b'star l'anir, ala cheres, harei mekudeshes li, shu edim roman es mash kosef b'star, v'nesisa star liyada, u'shtei yodas, shi star kidushum. Aval re'isi l'chachme hahar. I always love the chachme. These are the Rabbanim that live in Switzerland. They're the Chachme Hahar. They live in the mountains. I don't know if they live in Switzerland, but they live in the mountains. The Chachme Hahar. They live in the mountains. So Ra'isi l'Chachme Hahar, Shekotzvu, She'in tzag loma la klum. You don't have to say anything. She'mash tzag loma la kosev hu b'shtar. Vusham the Gemara Kates a Kesev, Nasla Kesel Shava Kesev, Amala Rey Mekudeshesli, the Kates of Ishtar, Kazla on the air, Ola Cheres, Hare Mekudeshesli, below Hitzke Baba, Amala, Hare Mekudeshesli, Behem Pishu Atam. Okay, so the Chachme Ahar maintain that by star, Chachme Ahar, Lo Boy Amir.
They don't really say that though, they say that the Ksiva is Amira.
Slow down. You might be right. And you might not be right. Slow down. Slow down.
Specifically by star, right?
By star! Specifically by star. So he says, Vehein pishu hatam. What is the reason that you do not need amir by star? M'dei shaha kesef adam osi litno o lahalvoso o liknos bo. Eiz a dover. V'im eno mefarsh b'nesinas l'shem kidushu nosam. In be mashman nesinoso in yishem kiddushin klal. Very kamonim anel chaver b'tnei edim shein right riyas haminyan shum zechus lamone shema chayv hayelo or nothing about b'shtar shekasa boshtei mikudeshes li eno tzarech amira acheres sharei amiroso mifureshes b'shtar ve'ein tzarech ba el shira edim b'misiris ha'shtar v'los shekasa ba ushtei shihi Yodas Shistar Kiddush. So says the Chachmi Ha'ar, why is it that by Kesef you need an Amira, and by Star you do not need an Amira? Irvin?
Because by Star the Amira is
Yeah.
Yeah, it's written in the Shtar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
if I take that?
What? Second. About Bistar, Shakasabas, this is a Ainot Sarak Amira Acheres, Shami Rasa Mufures Bistar. You're not helping me. I mean, you're helping me, you're not helping me. What is the, I'll say it differently, let me ask the question differently. What is the role of the Amira?
Clarification.
So, Pasup Shat, the Pasup Shat, in the words of the Chachmi Hahar, is the role of Amira is to clarify exactly what's going on. Because after all, when you have a man giving a woman money, and witnesses see that, what could that be? It could be anything. It could be anything. It could be return of a debt. It could be what? Sook slappers. It could be harlotry. It could be anything. Anything could be involved in this Nesinas Mos. So what gives it its, what creates the clarity that it's Kesef Kiddushin?
Amira.
The answer is Amira. Amira is what creates that sense of clarity. And therefore Amira is necessary. What about by Shtar? So Shtar is, there's no doubt, because the Shtar is itself the Gilui Milsa of what's going on. And therefore, you do not need any external gilui. The gilui is internal. Now, according to this formulation, is Amira necessary for Kiddushin?
No.
What is the role of Amira according to this explanation?
The role of Amira is to clarify.
The role of Amira is clarity, is to create clarity.
Yes.
What is an alternative way of creating clarity? Well, there's a sukkah that the Meiri quotes later on called Asukin Ba'oso Inyan. Let's say they're talking about, oh, it's going to be great when we get married, we're going to live here, we're going to live there, we're going to have 16 kids, it's going to be gavaldic. And then he gives her a ring. So what's the purpose of the ring, Lechora? So then, do you need a formal Amir of Harei Mekudeshesli? Lechora not, because it's obvious what's going on over here. There's no din of Amira. There is a din of clarity. And clarity will require, typically, Amira. By Shtar, it doesn't need Amira. That is the simple explanation of the Chachmei Hahar. What kasha, though, should be asked on this explanation? What kasha should be asked? What? What kasha should be is? If that's the pshat, if that's the pshat,
what if clarity is the pshat?
If that's the pshat, then what are you going to say about this? What do you say about the din of Nasan Hu the Amrahi? If it's Nasan Hu the Amrahi, what's the halacha? Eino Mekudeshes. Why is it Eino Mekudeshes? If the whole role of Amira is, you just need clarity. You don't need Amira, you just need clarity. So then why is it that
if she says it,
Nasan Huva Amra, he is no good?
Why does he need to say it?
Or not
why?
Say it?
Why does he need to say it?
Why
does he need to say
it? And not her.
Why does he need to say it? If it's just now, before we answer that question, Menachem, what's the alternative shot? What's an alternative shot? It's not. What else could you say?
That you have to do Amira.
That it's not the shot that it's just to create clarity. But Amira
is a baldo.
Is a chelek shell. Maisa HaKidushin. Maisa HaKidushin requires two things. It needs a Maisa Kidushin, Kesef Shtar or Bia, and it needs an Amira. and it's part of the Maisa Kiddushin. Now, if it's part of the Maisa Kiddushin, you might come to one of two conclusions. Conclusion number one is even shtar requires what?
Amira.
Requires Amira. And even shtar is going to require Amira. Whose shita is that? Rashi al Arif. Why? Because Amira is a chelik of the Maisa Kiddushin. Alternatively, maybe even shtar does not need Amira. Not because Amira is not needed. It is needed. But the Amira is licked in the shtar. The Amira lies in the shtar. So you can do Amira via verbal Amira, or you can have a written Amira. But Amira is necessary, not b'Torah's clarity, but b'Torah's Maisa Kiddushin. The Maisa Kiddushin requires an Amira. One second. Muslim Adavidomen. There's discussion posting. Back in the day, they used to write letters. Back in the day, they wrote letters. And they often would date the letters. So the Kinegar was asked, if I write on a letter, today is the 9th of Sivan, the 4th day of Sefiras HaOmer, could I later count with a bracha? Because Ksiva might have a status of an Amira. And if I already counted Sefira via my letter, I wouldn't be able to count with a bracha. In other words, Ksiva, the Ksiva's Ashtar, also, yes, Amira is necessary, but Ksiva is Kamira. And that is there in the Ashtar itself. That would solve the problem of Nosanu, the Amrahi, because anything that is a legally required element of the Maisa Kiddushin has to be done by him. More difficult problem is if you say the whole thing is clarity, which makes a lot of sense, then why is Nosan Hu, the Amrahi, no good? No good. So what will you have to say to solve that problem? Yes? I don't know if I'd go that far. Yeah. What pasuk? It says ki yigah ki shisha, which means what?
He has to take her.
He has to do the ma'aseh kiddushin. Did he do the ma'aseh kiddushin?
No,
he did. He gave her the ring.
What part of the ma'aseh? Part of
it. You just told.
Right.
As a ruby. As a ruby is so adorable. But what do you do? If we're on this side of the equation, then Amir is the Maisa Kiddushin, and he has to do it. But the whole purpose of Amir is what? Is clarity. What are we saying? It's not part of the Maisa Kiddushin, and as such, Lichora, she could do it. Lichora. Yet Rashi says, no, Nosan Uvamra, he is Ki Yikach below Ki Sikach. Now, yeah, if it's here, great. If it's here, not so great. So what do you have a pshat? Can we sustain this approach? Can this approach be sustained? See, I have to say, it's a pretty big chiddush. Is clarity part of the Maisa Kiddushin? Is Amir part of the Maisa Kiddushin?
Yeah.
Is Amir part of Maisa Kiddushin?
No.
Is clarity a necessary prerequisite for the Chalos Kiddushin?
Yes.
Anything that is a necessary prerequisite for Kiddushin, the Gzeres HaKasa tells you has to be done Aideba. And there's a Ran, which we'll have to study. But the Ran basically says the woman must be. Do we need the woman's das?
Yeah.
Yes. But the woman must be absolutely passive in the Kiddushin process. How is she passive? Doesn't she have to stick out her ring, etc.? Her hand? I like this. So the Ran has a lashon of she has to be mafkir herself, make herself hefker, so that the man now is, if you will, ki'ilu kona min hefker. She's not makna herself. She makes herself hefker, and the man does does the kiddush. Let's finish up the Irian side. The yes mafarshim af she'eno yodas kain bein adram misyashim li shim hu medaber ima aliske kiddush on nisuah af bekesef eno tzak lamira v'im eno medaber ima aliske kiddush on nisuah klal heyach yodas ma shekotze b'shtar shetiskalish mesiyas hashtar b'lo shum amira. So he's saying that there's those who say you do not, she doesn't have to know what's going on. He said, that I can't tolerate. Okay, now he says the bottom line, then we'll stop. The Ikra Hadvarim Kedas Rishon. So the Meiri sides with whose position?
The
Chachmei Ha'har. The Haraya. Shreitzorek Shittav Ashtar Lishma Umidaita Kemoshis Bar Benimsa Bekomakom Shekidushe Kesef Tzvikin Raya Ushmiya Bekidushe Shtar. I'm sorry, Re'iya Belo Shmiya. You don't have to hear anything. The Rabosai Cholkin Sha'af Bishtar Tzarek Amira. So the Rabbeim of the Meiri said, even by star you require what? Amira. And the analogy is, kimo sha'amru baget. Because by a get, do you require Amira? Says the Meiri. Yeah. Because ukmo sha'am baget, kasav la, v'nasan la, v'amar la, harayat mishulachas. So get requires Amira. Then says the Raboisav of the Meiri, star should also require Amira. After all, where do we learn get from? Where do we learn star kiddushin from? We learn from get. So get requires Amira. Star kiddushin also requires Amira. And what's his response to that? The Chachmei Ha'har. V'nira li kadas rishon. Sharei b'shar haknos. When it comes to other kinyonim, Amru, Kosav lo. If you wrote a star for a piece of land, what would you write? Sadi mechurach lecha. Ve'in sarach lo amira, amira. Ve'in sarach amira. If I'm buying land and I have a star, and the star says, Sadi mechurach lach, do I need amira?
No.
No. So says the Chachmei Ha'har, do I need amira by star kiddushin?
No.
What's the Rabbi Sav's argument?
Get!
So there's a fundamental machlokas here. Meiri, Chachmei Ha'har on the one hand, and what? And the Rabbeisav of the Meiri on the other. What is the better analog to determine and analyze Kiddushei Shtar? If we look to get, then what? If we look to get, then what? Then you need Amira. If you look to Shar Kinyanim, you don't need Amira. What are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? Let's ask, I was speaking to Eliyahu Shlita. He pressed me well. Why do you need Amira by get? Why do you need Amira smug? Yeah. Why do you need Amira by get? No. Why do you think you need Amira by get? Why does he have to say, here's a get, it's a star. It says in the star, we know what it says. You have to say, Hare ad mishulachas. Why?
Because it's part of the get. Part of the mice said and the horses
said. When it comes to get, do you need her acquiescence?
No.
Her say-so?
No.
Since you don't need her say-so, built into the process requires her awareness of what's going on. What makes sure that she's aware of what's going on? The Amira. Do you require her das when it comes to kiddushin?
Yes.
You require her das. If you require her das, so then, in a certain sense, of course you need her awareness. Of course you need her awareness. So you can make an argument the other way. I'm making the argument the other way. Is that since das is necessary, you need so much more by kiddushin, then ironically, but true, you might not require Amira. You might not require Amira because she's aware. She has to be aware. She has to have das. She has to be aware. So the Amira is not necessarily inherent to kiddushin the same way that it must be to gerish. Comes along the Me'iri. And the Me'iri says, the Rabbeinu the Me'iri say, bottom line, do you need Amira by shtar? Yes. Why? Because the better analog of kiddushin, what's a better way to compare? What should I compare kiddushin to? Gerushin or kinyane sada?
Obviously
gerushin. So says Rabbi Yisrael Me'iri, gerushin. What does the Me'iri say? No, the better analog is kinyane sada. Why? Why? So going back to the beginning, it goes to the how you understand this weird word, kinyan. Is kinyan some kind of acquisition? And if it's some kind of acquisition which needs definition, which needs understanding, then yes, indeed, maybe I can compare sadeh to isha. Maybe. You don't need Amira there. You don't need Amira by this legal type of transaction. But if you assume, no, we're not talking transaction over here, real estate. This is not real estate. This is lives. This is ishus. This is something much more fundamental. Then gittin becomes the analog. And if gittin is the analog, you need Amira by gittin.
Yeah.
You need Amira by kiddushin as well, even though it's sitting, the words are sitting in the shtar. So, Rav Osai, what we've done today, introduction to Beis Amud Aleph, is that there's a good amount of time on the details of Sintiyukim and Rashi, but then we have basically fundamentally the discussion of shtar, the role of Amira, different possibilities why Amira might not be necessary, either because the whole purpose is clarity, you have clarity, or you need it in the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, but the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, the shtar has it, or perhaps you don't need Amira whatsoever, because it's you have the nature. What? It's written in the shtar, and inherent in the shtar is, if you will, the Amira. But again, different permutations, different possibilities as to the svara of the Me'iri versus Chachmei Hahar, and today is Rashi in the Gemara versus Rashi in Anarim.